Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News Headlines. The USF student newspaper is reporting that the University of South Florida is closing its College of Education due to budget cuts. The Oracle reports the USF graduate programs in education will remain, but under another college. Today, Florida added more than 3,300 new cases of coronavirus and 144 more deaths. This week, Florida averaged about 97 deaths a day. With less than 3 weeks until Election Day, majorities of Americans are highly critical of President Trump's handling of both the coronavirus pandemic and his own illness. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey also shows that few Americans trust the information the White House has released about Trump's health. Initial accounts of the Republican president's condition were murky and contradictory. The White House is also still refusing to say when the president last tested negative for COVID-19 before his infection became public. Indigenous communities face a much greater risk of getting COVID-19 than white people. That's according to a recently released CDC report. The Miccosukee tribe in South Florida have taken protective measures for their community by significantly limiting the number of visitors. Houston Cypress is an artist, activist, and on the board of directors of the Love the Everglades movement. During Indigenous Peoples Month, he spoke with Luis Hernandez about the tribe's COVID-19 protocols and his response to the racial justice movement.
How is the tribe dealt with the lockdown and quarantine and everything else?
I'm just going to tell you like what I'm looking at from my perspective as a community member. And so like, how are people dealing with it? Well, we take it very seriously. My community, my extended family of the Miccosukee tribe, there's about 600 plus people in the community, and everybody is a cultural resource, especially our elders. We don't really write our teachings down, our spiritual teachings or our cultural teachings, our traditional ecological knowledge. We don't write it down. All of that is stored in the hearts of our community. And whenever we lose somebody, we lose encyclopedias of knowledge, centuries of knowledge that have been accumulated in these people. So that's why we take it seriously, man. The community's in lockdown. Only people that need to come in, come in. We're mourning the loss of elders today. Even though there's a political and cultural separation and distinction between Seminole and Miccosukee, Seminole people just recently lost a prominent elder. Miccosukee people have lost prominent elders in recent times. And so there's a lot of sadness around that. And that's why we take it seriously, to protect the community, our families, and our loved ones.
You know, something you just said is that you pass the history down, not written, but just from, you know, through the heart, but through people. And I'm wondering, why is that? Why not write it down? Is it, wouldn't you protect it more that way?
Yeah, it's alive within you that way. It's a tradition that connects you through storytelling, through song and dance, back to the beginning of time, back to the creator, back to the breath maker. And so when you have something written down in an object, maybe the object burns, maybe the object disappears or whatever. But if you keep this knowledge alive within you, then that's, I think, more meaningful and a little bit more special, too.
The protests that we've had over these last few months for racial justice, they've been historic. But, you know, I mean, Indigenous communities have been protesting police brutality and racism for generations. So how do you see the struggles of Indigenous populations connected to everything that we see going on right now?
I always like to talk about how in many ways it's a beautiful struggle, but sometimes that struggle can take on these very horrific forms that we're seeing, not only from the response to people standing up for themselves, but just the kinds of histories and cultures and cultural practices that are lost because of the violences that are inflicted on these people, our peoples, our friends and families over time. So it's a beautiful struggle. And I also like to remind us that that the reason that we're struggling for these things and fighting and showing up for each other, not just for Indigenous people, not just for our siblings in the Black community, but we show up for each other because we're struggling for joy. That's what we do. In terms of my community, Miccosukee, when we get together for our ceremonies and celebrate our own special holidays, and why we're trying to save the Everglades, because of the joy that is inherent in the land.
That was Houston Cypress, activist and artist in the Miccosukee tribe, speaking with Luis Hernandez. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.